Kathy Remler, can I ask you about this ongoing anger on Capitol Hill about the IRS? Missing emails, lost servers, and targeting political groups. This, to a lot of people, is the arrogance of the IRS and the incompetence of government. You were in the center of this as White House counsel as to whether there was any wrongdoing. You're very clear in saying that there was none.
Well, David, look, there have been, this investigation has been going on now for 13 months. There have been, you know, innumerable congressional hearings. Witnesses have been interviewed. Hundreds of thousands of documents have been produced. And I think, you know, the Republicans on the Hill have not been able to show anything to suggest that there was anything other than sort of political tone deafness, if you will, in terms of creating categories at within the IRS. It didn't go beyond that. And so, you know, the idea, I think that the strategy is, if you just say it enough times, it'll become true that there was somehow this massive conspiracy of, you know, political targeting of groups. And that's just completely belied by the evidence.
You're shaking your head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So first of all, the IRS is targeting Americans because of their political beliefs. And we don't know who authorized it. So it might be.
But are they doing that or trying to prevent groups that shouldn't get tax exempt status on the left or the right from getting it?
But they targeted the right. And if you look at Lois Lerner, she's pled the fifth. I mean, she doesn't want to incriminate herself. And miraculously, in the age of the NSA, when they have all of our phone records and our emails, nothing goes away on the internet. Miraculously, Lois Lerner emails are gone. And so I think America has a right to know what happened with these emails, what happened with the targeting, and who's responsible for it. Does it go to the administration or does it go somewhere else? But to prevent it for the future, we have to know what happened.